George Lucas held his auditions for Star Wars in an office on a lot in Hollywood. It was in one of those faux Spanish cream-colored buildings from the 30s, with dark orange-tiled roofs and black iron-grated windows, lined with sidewalks and turn lined with trees. Pine trees, I think they were. The sort that shed their needles generously onto the street below, and interrupted by parched patches of once-green lawns. Everything was a little worse for the wear, but good things would happen in these buildings. Lives would be led, businesses would prosper, and men would attend meetings, hopeful meetings, meetings where big plans were made and ideas were proposed. But of all the meetings that had ever been held in that particular office, none of them could compare in world impact with the casting calls for the Star Wars movie. A plaque could be placed on the outside of this building that states, "On this spot, the Star Wars films conducted their casting sessions. In this building, the actors and actresses entered and exited until only three remained. These three were the actors who ultimately played the lead parts of Han, Luke, and Leia." I've told the story of getting cast as Princess Leia many times before, in interviews, on horseback, and in cardiac units. So if you've previously heard this story before, I apologize for requiring some of your coveted store of patience. I know how closely most of us tend to hold on to whatever cache of patience we've managed to amass over a lifetime, and I appreciate your squandering some of your cherished stash here. George gave me the impression of being smaller than he was because he spoke so infrequently. I first encountered his all but silent presence at these auditions, the first of which he held with the director Brian De Palma. Brian was casting his horror film Carrie, and they both required an actress between the age of 18 and 22. I was 19 at the time, so I read for both George and Brian. George had directed two other feature films up till then, THX 1138, starring Robert Duvall, and American Graffiti, starring Ron Howard and Cindy Williams. Well, and Richard Dreyfuss. The roles I met with the two directors for that first day were Princess Leia in Star Wars and Carrie in Carrie. I thought that last role would be a funny casting coup if I got it. Carrie as Carrie in Carrie. I doubt that that was why I never made it to the next level with Carrie, but it didn't help as far as I was concerned that there would have to be a goofy film poster advertising a serious horror film. I sat down before the two directors behind their respective desks. Mr. Lucas was all but mute. He nodded when I entered the room, and Mr. De Palma took over from there. He was a big man, and not merely because he spoke more, or spoke, period. Brian sat on the left and George on the right, both bearded, as if you had two choices in director sizes. Only I didn't have the choice. They did. Brian cleared his bigger throat of bigger things and said, "So, I see here you've been in the film Shampoo." I knew this, so I simply nodded, my face in a tight, white-toothed smile. Maybe they would ask me something requiring more than a nod. "Did you enjoy working with Warren?" "Yes, I did." That was easy. I had enjoyed working with him. But Brian's look told me that that wasn't enough of an answer. He was, what was he? They needed to know. He helped me work a lot. I mean, he and the other screenwriter, they worked with me. Oh my God, this wasn't going well. Mr. De Palma waited for more, and when more wasn't forthcoming, he attempted to help me. "How did they work with you?"